Advanced Autism Awareness, created by the Centre of Excellence, narrated by Jane Branch.
Centre of Excellence, Advanced Autism Awareness, Practical Interventions and Support. Module 1, Introduction. What is autism? There are probably as many answers to the question, what is autism, as there are people who've been diagnosed with the condition. It's a spectrum disorder, which means that the symptoms and characteristics of autism can present entirely differently from one person to the next. Some people are severely affected by it and are unable to live independently. Others appear to be barely affected at all. Between the two extremes, there are people with every possible combination of both the strengths and the weaknesses that the condition can cause. Lifelong condition. It is a lifelong condition that has no cure, but that doesn't have to be bad news at all. With the right support, appropriate interventions, and an understanding approach, people with autism can be empowered to manage their own symptoms and impairments, learning to maximise their strengths and to develop the resources to minimise their weaknesses. Interventions. Over the past couple of decades, there has been a lot of innovative research and development in new and effective therapeutic approaches that can make significant and positive differences to the quality of life for people with autism. However, it can be very difficult to access both the relevant information and the appropriate support. That's what we'll be addressing in the following modules of this course. We will look at many different types of autism-specific intervention, including occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, applied behaviour analysis, counselling, CBT, other psychological therapies, TEACH, SPELL, CERTS and many others. Aims of this course. This course is intended as a follow-on from the Centre of Excellence course in Autism Awareness. Although it can be studied as a standalone course, this course has a very information-rich syllabus, and it will give you a much greater understanding and insight into the issues around autism if you already have done the Autism Awareness course. It is primarily aimed at parents of children with autism, although it will be of great benefit to you if you work with ASD children. Common autism symptoms. Although symptoms can vary widely among the autism population, there are some key commonalities that everyone with an autism diagnosis is likely to share. This generally includes having some level of impairment in each of the following areas: communication, social interaction, imagination. Around 80% of those with autism are also likely to have at least some degree of sensory processing difficulties, and around 40% may have a diagnosed anxiety disorder. There is also a very high proportion of those with ASD who will have at least one other diagnosed condition. This is also known as comorbidity. It is also estimated that about 65% of people with autism additionally have a learning disability, which can be mild, moderate, or severe. High-functioning autism. Children with autism who have normal or above average intelligence are often referred to as being high-functioning. This group of children often have particular difficulties because other people may have unreasonably high expectations of them. This can be because they present so well that their autism isn't always obvious. Therefore, assumptions can be made that, because they're so able in many ways, their autism is milder than it actually is. This means that they don't always have the necessary and appropriate adjustments made for them. However, it's important to remember that the high functioning refers to their overall intellect, not their autism. As far as their autism is concerned, they are equally likely to have the anxieties
Sample complete. Ready to continue?